This I believe. Throw away the Hallmark ideas of life and love and live as imperfectly as you please.
I believe in community.
What do I believe in? The strength of a woman.
This I believe. Music is the world's most powerful element.
I believe that no matter what the circumstances, one can find beauty, happiness, and even inspiration in almost any situation.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
I believe in the laughable hypocrisy of our educational system and the wonders it works on the malleable minds of teenaged boys and girls.
I believe that fear hinders our ability to be completely open and honest with one another.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
Speak up for what you believe in. This I believe.
Over the past month, Central Illinois High School seniors have been putting their unique viewpoints into words for the 2015 WUIS This I Believe Essay Contest. 10 submissions have been selected for broadcast, and Springfield Sunrise Rotary, which supports the This I Believe program, has provided a scholarship for each of the 10 selected authors. Today, we present Larissa Mulch of Southeast High School reading her essay, I Believe in Confusion.
People have often asked me why I'm not straight, and I like to tell them the following. When I was 4 years old, I sneezed and no one said bless you, and at that moment, the devil entered my soul. Of course, the journey to discovering my sexuality was not nearly so simple. It was, and still is, more like the yellow brick road. Long, winding, Judy Garland is probably involved somehow, and it's been very, very confusing. I believe in confusion. I first identified as an overly enthusiastic straight ally, but ever since I had my but I'm a cheerleader-esque realization that I am not straight, I've been quite confused as to just how I wasn't straight. There was an overwhelming amount of pressure to choose a label, but there have been some figures in my life who simply accepted me as who I am with no pressure to find the right words to describe myself, mainly friends who are as baffled as I am, and family who love me unconditionally. One such instance of acceptance that I can recall came last summer. I was on a road trip with my aunt. She was giving me her old car, but because she lived in Boston and I in Springfield, getting the car to me was a bit complicated. I flew up to Boston and we drove the car back together. This meant a solid 18 hours of quality time with my aunt, and that's just counting the driving. The subject of conversation varied wildly, from college plans to my friends to gender inequality in STEM fields. My aunt is an engineer. What else would you expect? After a lull in conversation, my aunt asks me, "Are you asexual?" I was taken aback by this question. I told her no and asked her what made her wonder if I was. She told me she saw me post something on Facebook about the A in LGBTQIA standing for asexual, not ally. I cannot recall having ever posted anything like that, but that didn't stop me from going off on a long speech on why it is more important to include asexuals over allies. Her next question was a rather obvious one. If you're not asexual, then what are you? I shrugged and told her I wasn't really sure, except that I definitely wasn't straight. She nodded and accepted my answer. She reminded me that I'm young and that's just fine to not know everything about myself. This may seem like a small thing to some, but to me it was a massive reassurance. It validated me in a way that is far more important than the validation that would be provided by finally finding the word to describe my sexuality. As much as others may criticize me for being indecisive, experimenting with my sexuality has given me an insight into who I am as a person. Being confused has been what's pushed me to educate myself about things I otherwise would have known little about. And even more importantly, I am still loved for who I am by those that matter despite my confusion. This I believe.
That was Larissa Mulch of Southeast High School. Her essay is one of 10 selections for the 2015 WUIS This I Believe series. You can listen to this and other essays at WUIS.org and read them in the Voice section of Tuesday's State Journal Register. Support for WUIS's This I Believe program comes from Rotary Springfield Sunrise.